valley and mountain, river and plain, through wind and storm,
rides Anne of the Airlane. Zeb, marooned with the Aircat speedplane, stop at Sugarloaf Hill near Lake Dilolo in Africa, hear the talking drums that forecast the attack by the Yugas, a savage tribe, but cannot escape in the plane owing to a broken feed line. Zeb, who knows the country thoroughly, tells of a native taboo that lies on the land on the east side of the hill and believes this taboo will hold back the Yugas. The three pack supplies to last for a few days and are about to escape from the savages who have already approached the foot of the hill when they discover someone coming upon them through the nearby trees. Have the Yugas managed to get so close without being discovered? Or can it be the rescue party headed by Dr. Tyler? Once more, we join Pete, Kay, and Zeb.
Now, you two keep behind that airplane. It ain't much good to shed bullets, but I reckon it'll sort of hold off them spears till they get us surrounded. Then I reckon ain't nothing will do us much good.
But, Zeb, are you sure it's the Yugas? He was too far away to hear you call.
Here in the jungle, Kay, you get ready for the worst and then hope for the best. Pete, you'd better get back to the plane with Kay.
I guess that I can take care of myself for a while anyway with this club. I figure that at close quarters I can bat at least 300 with it.
You behind that airship, Kay?
Yeah, she's clear around the other side, Zeb. Just keep her head down and not get curious.
Then I'm going to bring that feller out of his hiding behind that fallen tree. I'm going to lift the bark off and it right over his head. That'll make him raise up, and when he does, if it's a Yuga, he won't have time to find out what he looked up to see. Now watch him.
Say, Dad Rabbit, what's the matter with you fellas over there?
Pete, that sounds like... Then quit hiding and make yourself known. Pete, that sounded just exactly like... It is, so help me.
All right, only learn to shoot. What to shoot at before you go toss the lead around here.
George, you old sinner. If it ain't George Ross, I'll eat that airship, wings and all. Hey, George, hurry up. Yep, Pete, it's George Ross. Sure, I'm a foot high.
It's all right, Kay, you can come out now. Just think, Zeb, you nearly shot him.
Son, I'm disappointed in you. Nearly shot him. I didn't aim to hit him. When I aim to hit him, he ain't gonna stand up afterwards and give me fits for shooting at him. Hurry up, George. You're slow as you always was.
Well, I'll be a brown speckled dunkle to a flying sourdough if it ain't the old good-for-nothing Zeb Abercrombie.
Well, you could have mentioned who you was without all the palaver when you first drove up. Then I wouldn't have had to wake you up with this here Winchester. But first off, let me make you acquainted with some people that are clear out of your class, but they'll overlook it, being you're a friend of mine. Pete... This here is George Ross. And the gal coming around the corner of the wing of that airplane there is one of them air hostesses, Kay Thompson.
Well, I'm going to ignore what you said and be friends with both of them. just so I can show you up for what you are, a fake and a fraud.
Oh.
I'm glad to know both you youngsters, even if you do keep bad company.
And I'm certainly glad to know you, Mr. Ross. We've heard a lot about you, and most of the things were nice.
So, Zeb, you've been talking again, eh?
George, I think I'm going to like you. The only thing is, if yours and Zeb's bites are anything like your barks, I want a ringside seat for the bite.
Listen, Pete. This feller is like one of them sassafras trees. The only thing you notice is his bark. But what was the idea, George, of hiding behind that fallen tree if you thought you was on a peaceful errand?
Well, to tell the truth, Zeb, my eyesight ain't just as good as it was once. And I got to have these eye specs to sort of help me out on the long shots. Well, you can see by looking at them that I dropped them behind that log, and I was just looking for them when you started to peel the bark over my head. That's one of the reasons why I didn't make out that ugly face of yours right off, too.
Well, I don't want to seem nervous or anything like that, Zeb, but do you suppose those Yugas are coming up that side of the hill?
Well, that's just what I was coming through here to tell you. Funny thing, I heard about this airship being here and this pilot and this nurse, too. Your brother, Pete, he said that your name was Jack and the name of the little lady was Ann or something or other. And that you had a native Kobo. You remember him, Zeb? And a lot bigger airship, too.
My brother.
He means Bobby, Pete. He was right, Mr. Ross.
That Mr. Ross makes my chest swell up, but it takes too long. It's George.
All right, George, but I started to say that was right about his brother Jack and the girl Ann Burton. They're here in another ship, but it's on that other flat hill just over the top of that small one there.
Say, just how many of these things are flying around here anyway?
Would you say that you saw Bobby? Was he along with Dr. Tyler and Aunt Hattie?
No, Pete. Youngster got himself lost.
Lost? Oh, then we'll have to...
No, now just a minute, little lady. He was doing all right when I left. He picked up Kobo's little brother, Sawanga, and they were heading back to Doc Tyler's safari. Made it, too, because I kind of sort of kept my eye on him.
Hey, you didn't get a good look at this Doc Tyler, did you, George?
Yep, and I know just exactly what you're going to ask me, and the answer's no. Doc Tyler ain't the Doc. Looks a lot like him in some ways, but it ain't him.
There, I told you, Pete.
Okay, but you've got to admit that the resemblance was there, wasn't it, George?
Yep, blonde and all that. So listen, I hear he's around the old diggings again. Along with that devil of a Hans.
There's a lot of things I'd like to talk to you about, George, but we'd better be getting out of here before them Yugas make it up the west side of this hill.
Which way are you going?
You know, the east side of this place, right around the foot of the hill from our old diggings.
You don't mean the place the natives used to steer clear of on account of some kind of a curse or something?
The same. Hey, you know, I don't feel so good about them Yugas, so maybe we better start making tracks.
Well, you're the only thing that's holding up the trail. Come on, let's go.
Well, do we go single file or anything like this?
Best way to go, Kay, is just the way that the bush will let you go.
I sure do hate to leave the air, Cat.
Why can't you use that thing to get away from here? Not enough space or something?
A broken feed line, and the nearest one that we can get hold of is on that other ship across over there. Yeah,
just about as bad as being across the Atlantic right now. Well, come on, let's get a move on.
Hey, what do you make of them drums now, George? I mean the way they changed just now.
Well, if I remember rightly, sounds like it's the signal for the bunch in front to start hiking up the hill, which shows that we ain't leaving here a bit too soon.
Well, don't you think we'd better run for it, Zeb?
Won't do a bit of good, Kay. We got a long way to go, and them Yugas is going to be pretty well played out by the time they reach the top of that bluff.
Yeah, but suppose they just ain't having any of that old superstition and take a notion to follow us.
Pete, you don't know them savages. They got a lot of respect for them witch doctors' taboos. That's the first on their list of what not to do.
I reckon you're right for once in your life, George. So we'll make for it. Oughtn't to take us long going downhill if we can find a trail that's not straight down.
Looks like an open space through the trees that way, Zeb.
Looks like a giraffe trail, Jeb. And if a giraffe can go down as awkward as you are, you can make it. But this skyhawking around ain't made you too soft.
Well, it ain't made me wear cheaters to see where I'm a-going, at any rate. Oh, by the way, George, if it ain't asking too much, what do you happen to be doing in this neck of the woods without even a cook or a gun bear? Tain't like you somehow.
Well, it ain't my fault. I started out from Luongo with a pretty good-sized sombrero. But back along the trail a piece, something got into them and they took out through the brush one night like the old Ned himself was after them.
Yeah? I bet it was your old friend, the Doc, that scared him. He's a mean one, that Doc is.
You think you know something about him? Listen, you know, right after he got his hands on me,
he made that raid on our mines.
Yeah.
Well, you ought to have seen the things that he did.
You know, I always wondered what happened right after he landed in down there. Of course, the camp told pretty much of the story. That's as far as I got.
Imagine that. Well, I never knew a human being could be that cruel.
I'd like to lay my hands on that doc some of these days. I'd give him a sample of what he's been dishing out to others.
Don't worry, son. Always seemed to me that when a fella gets a cruel streak on here in the jungle, he goes just so far, and then the jungle takes care of him in one way or another.
Yep, you never said a righter thing, George.
That's right. Do you see what I think I see? Or is that something out of a book?
What is it, Pete? Not a...
No, 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 not a native. Take a look, Zip. Right through the trees, down there in that little valley.
Yeah. Well, burn my britches. George, if you want wearing them specs, I could treat you to a sight that'd knock your eyes out.
Oh, well, keep it to yourself if you want to. What is it, Pete?
Oh, I see it now. It looks like a building of some sort, and... Well, an almost modern building, too.
Yeah, well, I reckon that's the answer to the taboo on that place. It's some kind of a heathen temple. Look, there's a lot of little stone buildings around it, too. And they're all set in a kind of a courtyard.
You don't suppose there might be somebody living there, do you?
Of course not, son. I'd be willing to bet that nobody's seen this one for quite a while. Say, 1,000 years or so.
Then you think it's perfectly safe to go ahead down this?
George, I'd like to call that bet of yours about there being nobody there for 1,000 years or so, because there's either somebody there right now, or else somebody sure knowed how to bank a fire to keep for 1,000 years.
Yeah, you're right, Zip. There is smoke coming out of one of those little places. The one over there to the right.
Who do you suppose it could be?
There ain't no telling. But it don't look like good sense for us to go rushing in there without first doing a little reconnoitering.
And I appoint myself chief and only reconnoiter. The rest of you can ease on down the hill until you come to that little stream, you see it? If it's, well, maybe the dock or somebody that ain't exactly friendly, they won't be able to see you all if you're down low like that.
Can't one of us go with you, Zeb?
No, no, Pete. I better go alone and scout around to the other side of the place. You three stay at the edge of that creek for an hour. Then, if you don't hear any excitement, well, you'll know it's safe to come on in.
And if it is the dock or that hump?
Well, okay, in that case, you're going to hear a mess of shooting. Then you can make up your minds, all of you, as to whether to take a hand in the fracas or wait for the Yugas, which don't give you much of a choice. So long.
An ancient temple in the heart of the African jungle. What dark secret does it hold that makes it taboo? And just who will Zeb find there? A native witch doctor? Or the far more dangerous Doc and his assistant Hans? It is with bated breath that we anticipate the thrills of the next adventuresome episode of Anne of the Airlines.